If you watch cable TV, maybe you've spent some time at ABC Family. The channel's name might make you think Hallmark movies, but actually ABC Family has developed a string of edgy hits aimed at female viewers aged 12 to 34. NPR's Netta Ulaby explains how focusing on that audience bracket has helped the channel come up with innovative programming that's getting good reviews from critics.
Maybe that sounds really narrow, just targeting women in Generation Y. But Charles Kennedy runs research for ABC, and he says there are more than 80 million members of the generation called millennials.
They're huge. They're going to redefine brands and businesses the way the baby boomers did.
So how do you win their devotion to a primetime soap like ABC Family's Pretty Little Liars?
You are, yeah?
Not now, Wes.
Dude, introduce me.
Dude, keep walking.
Here's how you get the girls. You book a sterile white boardroom at ABC Family's headquarters in Los Angeles. You put out cookies. They're ignored by two young women focused on their laptops and a TV broadcasting Pretty Little Liars in real time. They're also teaching the dreamy young man who plays Wes how to live tweet an episode.
Include pound Pretty Little Liars in your answers.
Okay.
The show's social media manager is 28-year-old Dahlia Gans. She's helped set records for the number of tweets generated during shows. For the next hour, Gans tweets relentlessly, tosses virtual goodies to fans, and obsessively monitors the show's popularity online. She tracks who's watching and what they're saying.
The other thing we have to track for during episodes is commercials, often trend, that run in episodes, and we share that information with advertisers.
ABC Family's social media team talks with fans 24 hours a day, every day, says Danielle Mullen. She's a vice president of marketing who's dropped by.
We act like a friend to our fans, and friends don't only talk to you between 9 and 5, and friends don't use a corporate tone of voice when they talk to you. So they actually do think they're speaking to their friend, and that's really an incredible opportunity for marketers.
For this generation, technology has always meant intimacy. So social media and texting are key to ABC Family shows.
Look, I don't know what Hannah's told you.
Everything. She's my best friend.
She's having a hard time hearing how sorry I am.
I think they're building off of things they already know work. They've done a good job of it.
22-year-old Diana Gal is a huge fan of Pretty Little Liars. She's noticed ABC Family skillfully gives fans what they already like on other channels. Pretty Little Liars is a bit like Gossip Girl on the CW. MTV's 16 and Pregnant was popular before ABC Family's breakthrough hit, The Secret Life of an American Teenager.
I'm the one who's pregnant. My God. I can't believe I'm old enough to use the word pregnant in a sentence.
ABC Family's slightly edgy scripted shows filled the gap left when the WB went off the air. It started as the Family Channel 20 years ago. It was owned by the Christian Broadcasting Network. The channel was sold to Fox in 1998 with the condition that the word family always remain in the title. And it had to keep airing the show The 700 Club. Then Fox Family got unloaded to Disney. Kate Juergens is its current chief programming executive. She says there was worry the word family would be a turnoff to teens.
You know, when we first came in the door, I thought, oh my God, it's such a burden.
But research showed that the word family is not necessarily uncool for 15 to 30-year-olds today. They're more connected with their parents than previous generations. They often still live with them. Here's Charles Kennedy, ABC's head of research.
A unique aspect about the millennials is an incredible closeness they have with their parents.
And parents are powerful characters in every ABC Family show.
What are the kids acting out?
Let's not make excuses for Daphne. She lied to us for a motorcycle.
Including Switched at Birth, a show created by Lizzie Weiss that explores all kinds of dynamics through a domestic prism.
Look, our family on our show is Latina, deaf, two classes, mixed. And that's very millennial, right?
Weiss got interested in American Sign Language while a freshman at Duke University.
I don't know, it really clicked with me. The language is so beautiful and intuitive in some ways. Some of the signs are really funny.
Switched at Birth features intense extended sequences that are subtitled while characters use American Sign Language. Like when a hearing girl and her deaf boyfriend sign together after a fight.
That must have hurt. Are you okay? What about us? Are we okay?
Programming executive Kate Juergens says she never saw signing as a problem. After all, reality shows subtitle English speakers all the time. It just seemed like an exciting new way to tell a story.
It allowed you to experience the conversation and the emotion in a different way. I loved it. I thought it really just adds to it. It doesn't feel risky to me.
It did feel risky to Switched at Birth's creator, Lizzie Wise.
I felt that was really ballsy, actually. And that's when I just thought, wow, I'm so excited to be at this network at this time when we're all sort of just taking all these chances together.
Chances like the show Bunheads, the latest hit on a channel for teenaged girls about the fractious relationship between a 40-year-old woman and a 60-year-old woman.
I am his wife.
And I am his mother. And I have been his mother for 48 years.
But programming executive Kate Juergens insists Bunheads was not a risk either.
It was my team's favorite script last year. And we all thought, well, we all love it. We have to make it. We tested it with our millennial audience. And they all responded to it. And we thought, well, maybe it is a show for us.
Juergens hoped Bunheads would broaden ABC Family's audience, and it has pulled in older female viewers. Another popular show on the network is called Baby Daddy, created by Dan Berenson. He says his biggest challenge is keeping up with the fashion. Millions of his young female viewers copy what his characters wear, like a dress with a giant Peter Pan collar.
Being of a certain age, I looked at him and went, it's a Peter Pan collar. She looks ridiculous. Every woman went, oh my God, that's the coolest thing in the world. Just so you know, they're back, and the little more oversized they are, the more they're in.
You know what else is in? Young female viewers. Research shows millennial women are more likely to graduate from college than young men. They're going to be leaders, decision makers. And ABC Family is taking a gamble that the most coveted audience, 18 to 35-year-old men, will become 18 to 35-year-old women, whose favorite shows are on ABC Family. Netta Ulipi, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.